It's great to be back here in Alaska. Tell folks what Enlighten Alaska is all about.
Enlighten Alaska is a family-owned small retail cannabis store. We plan to open in the fall of 2016. We'll have a variety of Alaska products, and we're really excited to start getting involved in the marijuana industry in Alaska.
What's it like been trying to get all the applications and licenses put together?
Well, to be honest, it's been a challenge for a variety of reasons. The regulations were just established in February, so just trying to sift through and make sure we have all of our ducks in a row, all of our T's crossed, our I's dotted. There are a lot of details that we're having to work through. Other than, you know, working with the state and the municipality on figuring all that stuff out, it's been pretty cool. It's been fun, you know, just planning, designing our shop, figuring out, working with vendors or potential vendors to bring product into our store in the fall, and just having, it's sort of living the dream. Our dream of being just a small family that is very, we're advocates for national legalization of marijuana. So this is our way of supporting that movement and getting involved in the social change and getting people excited about the industry in Alaska.
Is this your first foray into any sort of retail operation?
Yes, it is.
So in addition to going through a brand new industry, it's just brand new to you anyway doing retail.
Well, the retail aspect, yes. I'm partners with my family, so my brother and my mom. And my mom, she's run her own business. I've worked in the oil and gas industry. I'm definitely been sort of the budget person in a lot of other positions in other places that I've worked. So we definitely have the capacity to handle the business side of it.
What's cannabis legalization mean to you? How is this a personal issue for you?
It is. I have a lot of friends that utilize cannabis medicinally. We provide the medicine for them, and it radically changed their life. When I saw that, and I recognized that the quality cannabis that we are producing and providing for them is quite literally changing their life, that's meaningful to me. My grandmother, she was diagnosed with glioblastoma, that's brain cancer, and I think that cannabis could have helped her. And if it were legal in Alaska, which it now is, I think that those people that are affected or afflicted with certain conditions, it can really be beneficial and help them. And I'm also an advocate for people that just want to, you know, as an alternative to alcohol. They want to come home and they don't necessarily drink, or they don't want that glass of wine. Maybe they have a toke, or, you know, have a little bit of a smoke and relax, and that's great too.
Thank you so much, Leah. And tell folks if they want to get in touch with Enlighten Alaska or where your locations will be, any of that contact info.
All right. Well, we're located at 2600 Spinard Road in Anchorage, Alaska. And you can contact us via our website, www.enlightenak.com. And we hope to see people coming at fall of 2016.
All right. Thank you so much, Leah. Have a great show.
Thanks, Russ.